Hour 3, kick it off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Here's with some Hour 3 headlines.
Thanks, John. You want to see a picture of my cat in the sun?
No, thank you. Actually, yeah. Oh, that's a pretty cat.
Oh, you had her laying in the sun there.
That is such a pretty pussy.
Wow.
Where'd you get that from? Just the shelter?
I'd pet that one.
The shelter?
Where'd you get it? Where'd you get it from?
I got her because her mother abandoned her. Remember I told you about her? She used to live with us 5 years ago. And then when I lived with the girl.
That's right. So kind of the shelter. Kind of the shelter.
Yeah, and then she moved off to Alabama and married a guy, and she didn't want her cat anymore. And she asked me if I'd take it, and I said, of course.
Apologies for calling that a sheltered kitty.
And now this cat is living its best life because now I got a yard. Miles has got a yard.
Well, you moved into a place.
I assume she'll just stay there whenever I leave.
So you're going to abandon her too?
Well, she's happy. And Miles loves her, you know, and he's got a bond with her. And she prefers him over me, which has always been the case.
I'll take her.
I don't know if she'd get along with you.
Yeah, her and Frank will be best of buds.
Her and Frank might, but actually she doesn't like dogs very much.
But Frank's a small dog. He's kind of like a cat.
Yeah.
He gets along good with cats.
You don't have a yard, though, do you?
Well, maybe by the time you move out, I will.
Where am I going to go?
Well, you're the one that said when you leave.
I don't know when I'm going to leave. I don't know where I'll go.
Anyways.
News. Shaq is in the hospital.
What?
Also, Sarah...
Shaq is in the hospital?
Yeah. Also, Sarah Snook, the woman from Succession, is pregnant. She revealed she's pregnant at the Succession premiere. I don't think anyone cares about that, really, but that's just kind of probably just us that know who that is, and maybe a few other people.
Succession's a pretty popular show, bro.
I mean, people that are listening, though, I doubt most people. I mean, what percentage of the audience do you think has watched Succession? Maybe 20? Probably not even that, 15? The audience is big and vast. I keep getting this ad for this Kane Brown tour. Anyway, Shaq was in the hospital. Thanks to everyone concerned. No need to worry, he says. Hip replacement. They replaced Shaq's hip.
I got no thoughts now. I was trying to see how many viewers Succession has.
The world's happiest countries for 2023.
Season 2 averaged nearly 5 million viewers.
What do you guess, Cam?
Season 3 finale has attracted the highest viewership.
The election sign.
So it's definitely one that's like grown.
What?
I don't know.
It's grown? Yeah. I'm sure it has.
Some small European country, probably.
Guess who ranks very low for happiness right now?
U.S.
Ukraine. But it still ranks ahead of Afghanistan.
Okay.
Afghanistan is at the bottom of the list at number 137. So I guess they didn't rank all the countries if Afghanistan's at the bottom at 137.
So it's 6.1 million viewers on average for the entire season 3. I don't know if that means per episode or what. So it's not like a huge mega hit. So yeah, I'd say of our audience, you might be right. There might be like 20 people that have watched it.
Yeah.
People.
I just know the audience.
50 people, I'd say, because we talk about it a lot. And I don't know.
It's a really good show.
I would say 50 people in our fan base has watched it.
I just know the audience is vast.
Yeah. 50 people. So
our audience is like an ocean.
Do you think more people watch Success or drink coffee?
Oh, definitely drink coffee.
What about drink girly coffee?
Drink girly coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. It's accurate.
Russia comes in at number 70. Also not a very happy place. The world's happiest country. I'm sure you could guess. These are always at the top. Finland.
Luxembourg.
Luxembourg's 9th. Finland 1, Denmark 2, Iceland 3. Doesn't seem that happy to me. Number 4 is Israel. Is that kind of shocking? I thought they're always in conflict, aren't they?
Well, if you're the bully, I guess you're kind of happy.
Who's the bully?
Israel. That's not good.
Come on, say it. Number 5 is the Netherlands. Number 6, Sweden, Norway, Switzerland, Luxembourg, New Zealand, Austria, Australia. How do you feel if you're Australia that Austria is ranked right ahead of you? It's almost like they just put those two together just because. Canada, Ireland. Here we go. One you'll care about. United States, 15th.
Really? We're that high?
We are the greatest country in the world, except for the 14 ahead of us. Germany, Belgium, Czech Republic, UK, Lithuania. I was watching a cooking show about the way that they make food in Italy, like authentic Italian food. God, it looks so, it's incredible. Like the way they make their pasta, everything's handmade, like everything's made from scratch.
Food. Oh my God, all you want to talk about is food and coffee. Start a cooking podcast.
Passions of mine. I could do a cooking podcast.
Tennessee set to play North Carolina State in Charlotte in 2024. Do we know this? Is this new news?
Yeah, we knew that. I had that on the news days ago.
Brent Hubbs just tweeted it out 2 minutes ago. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
No. I think it would be fun.
I think we kind of connected the dots maybe whenever, because they canceled like some non-conference games whenever Texas and Oklahoma came, so maybe we kind of thought we'd get North Carolina State. Because we're supposed to play Oklahoma. So, yeah, we get NC State in Charlotte.
Oklahoma.
In 2024.
I've been through Oklahoma.
Any thoughts on
that? I've never been to Spain, but I've been through Oklahoma. Some people tell me I was born there, but I really don't remember.
Yeah, cool, man.
Miami Beach put in a midnight curfew after a second spring break fatal shooting.
Tennessee will receive $4 million for playing the Wolfpack. That money will go directly to the current construction expansion project at the Anderson Training Center.
A Pennsylvania woman died after she was mauled by her neighbor's dogs.
Pit bulls?
Great Danes.
She went over to
yeah, that's like a 16 over a 1.
No, no.
That's a 12-5.
No, I'd say it's, I don't know, maybe like a 10-7.
Well, I was going to say
Pit Bulls are a 1 seed.
I would say it was an 8 seed beating a 1 seed in the second round.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Great Danes are not a 13 or 14 seed. Because if I was picking dogs.
How big they are.
If I was picking dogs that would hurt people, Great Danes would be a 7 or 8 seed.
Maybe more like a 4 or 5 seed in Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Great Danes are one of the more intimidating.
Yeah.
What would be your final four of dogs that might maul you?
Pitbull.
Overall number 1 seed.
Yeah. There's a Doberman in there.
Doberman.
Rottweiler.
Rottweiler and Dachshunds.
Chihuahua, I think. For
there was a story about a pack of dachshunds like eating a woman.
She must have already been dead.
I think they killed her and ate her.
No way.
Let me Google a story.
Here's a fun one for
pack
you.
Pack of dachshunds kill woman. Here we go. Let's see. Oklahoma woman killed by a pack of dogs. She died after being attacked by 7 small dogs, including dachshunds, near her home in Oklahoma.
7 small? I'd be so mad if I got taken.
Those dogs are mean, man. Like, for a while, dachshunds were, like, leading the all breeds in, like,
number
of bites.
But you could just kick them all away.
7 dachshunds could not kill me.
Yeah, I would.
If you're a 52-year-old woman, that I don't know what kind of shape she was in. But no, not you.
Not good enough.
Although, man, they could overwhelm
you. My mom would not be killed by a pack of dachshunds. My mom's 61.
Are you thinking of miniature dachshunds or full-size dachshunds? Full-size dachshunds.
I'm thinking of Frank.
Yeah, he's a miniature dachshund.
Oh.
Full-size dachshunds are like 30 pounds, 35, 40 pounds.
How big are they?
I mean, they're not huge, but they can be, like, 7 of those would be a hard to, all it takes would you to be like, you to like stumble and fall. If you're like, mom stumbled and fall, then they got up near her face or something. I think she might be in trouble.
I wouldn't let dachshunds kill my mom.
Well, you wouldn't be there.
I wouldn't let it happen. If I was close by, I wouldn't let it happen.
Yeah, RIP to your grandma. But
I'm drown 7 dogs and hear their last whimpers fade before I would let them bite my mom.
Okay.
So much I love my mom.
Nice.
I'd kill as many dogs as you can name before I'd let one kill my mom.
I don't know. We had such a mean dog. Like my mom had like a cousin or aunt or something. I don't know where she was like related to me. But like she had a fat, regular wiener dog. And that thing was so damn mean. I was so scared every time I'd go over to it as a kid. No, it was so mean and like fat. And it would always bark and try to bite you. It was terrible.
Where do you stand on kicking dogs?
I try not to do it. But if it was, you know, them or me, obviously, I'm going to punt it.
Yeah. Off a bridge.
Yeah. Right. 5-yard line.
Yeah, there was a long time I was kind of scared of Chucky as a kid. And then at a certain point, I realized I could just kick the hell out of him if I had to.
Yeah.
He's running up at you with a knife, just punt him. Like, what are you going to do, bro? I'm just going to literally just kick you.
They have a lot of confidence for being so small.
Chucky or dachshunds?
Yeah, dogs.
Yeah.
Small dogs. Those annoying ones.
These are all so cute.
Here's a fun fact for you. 247 Sports projecting college football's 11 most intimidating 2023 environments. Number one is Neyland Stadium for the Georgia game. Do you agree? The most intimidating environment of the 2023 football season.
That game is going to...
Oh, I just got chills.
That game is going to be the marquee game of the year if everybody takes care of business. That ticket will probably be harder to get than at Georgia.
I'm going
to
start saving now.
No, you're not. No. Game week, you're like, you know anybody who can help me?
No, I'm not.
You got to hook up, John. Can you help me?
I don't think I ask for it like that. I don't think I whine and plead.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Hey, here's
your eyes do.
They twinkle like puppy eyes. Here's a fun fact for you. Fun headline statement. You familiar with Rupert Murdoch, the old Fox News man?
Yeah.
92-year-old billionaire media mogul. Well, he's getting ready to walk down the aisle.
Yeah, turn up. How old is the person he's married?
He's engaged.
Over under 45 years old.
Oh, I'm going under. He's engaged to marry Ann Leslie Smith. The 92-year-old tycoon reveals he's engaged in an article published in the Post. 92.
But and he doesn't say her age.
He's going to walk down the aisle for the fifth time, by the way. First four didn't work. She is, let's see. She's 66.
Wow.
How about that? Dating his own age.
Well, yeah. I minus mean, a 90-year-old and a 66-year-old seems pretty good.
It would be so creepy, though, if he was like 42.
I don't think anyone's going to accuse her of being a gold digger.
66?
No one's going to kiss
What's
her.
What's the difference in 66 and 92? 27?
Well, it's definitely not that because they're both even numbers.
Well, 20, what? It's 26, 28? 26. 26. So they say, what, half your age plus 7 years?
he's fine.
He's 92, so yeah. He could go as low
half,
as.
What's half of 92?
46.
Uh-huh.
So he could go as low as 53 if he wanted to.
Yep. Be funny if he used that. Whoa. Half plus seven.
Like if a woman was 48, he's like, I'm no creep.
Yeah.
I'm no creep.
He's 100 years old dating a 57-year-old. Whoa, it's fun.
Yeah. Imagine walking down the aisle at 92.
Good for him. We find love at all different times.
Yeah, good for him. He's had such a tough life.
Tuesday trivia coming up next. Tuesday trivia, let's get it.
Tuesday.
I'm coming off of an L. I was thinking about that L on the way in this morning.
Well, you're about to think about another one.
Hope not. Cam, what topics you got for us today?
All right. We got, Cody, you ready?
Nope.
Let's catch you by surprise when the commercial break happened and I said Tuesday trivia was coming up next or
ready
when the bumper music started.
Somebody has to start the podcast over here.
It's literally one button.
It's more complicated than you know.
All right. First up we have General. Then we have 2014. Seeing as the Vols are in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2014.
Oh, okay.
God.
See what you remember from that year.
Ugh.
And also, shout out to Jared. He not only recommended the category, he sent in the questions.
Oh, nice.
So I have a Sweet 16 category as well.
I don't know how I feel about outsourcing the topics.
No, I think he did.
Have you approved of them?
Yeah, I thought he did a good job with this one. Appreciate him sending
them. Sounds like a good way for me to get screwed.
I got geography, and I have New York.
Ooh, I like those.
Good categories, Cam. Cody
and Jared, apparently.
And Jared, apparently. As the reigning winner, do you want to go first or second?
Oh, I'll go second.
I'll take 2014 for three.
2014 for three. All right. Hey, man. In 2014, this country won the World Cup.
That's easy.
2014. Go of Germany.
Germany would be correct.
Duh. I thought it was the San Francisco Giants. Let's go with New York for three.
New York for three. All right. What is the name of the island in New York Harbor that processes the most immigrants in the U.S.?
Ellis Island.
Ellis Island would be correct.
Give me geography for three.
Whoa. What's that all about?
I think I can get it.
Geography for three. All right. The Rhine River runs through what European country?
I can't get geography for three.
The Rhine. I've definitely heard that.
Ah, damn it. So you wouldn't have known it? My strategy backfired.
I think so. Rats. I think I'd be close, though. If it's in Europe, I could get pretty close.
Shut up. I'm not going to waste your time. Just give me Ireland.
Ireland?
Definitely not Ireland.
It's incorrect.
Is it Denmark?
It is also incorrect. It is Amsterdam? Germany.
Netherlands?
Damn it. Okay.
That was close.
Do we have? Is that something to do with like one of the wars or something? I don't know if it was or not.
Give me New York for four.
My strategy backfired. Rats.
New York for four? All right. Name the five boroughs.
What? For four?
Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, and Staten Island.
Oh, my God. That was a four-pointer?
That is correct.
That's kind of hard.
That's not hard.
Not everybody could do it. Do you think you could have got them?
Yeah, anybody that plays trivia can get it. Yeah, I would have gotten it.
I like how I actually pretty much named them all earlier.
Yeah, it was all. Anyways, let's focus. Give me general for three.
General for three.
Dug ourselves a hole.
This country is nicknamed the Land of the Rising Sun.
There it is.
Japan.
Japan is correct.
A house. In New Orleans. I'll go with New York for two.
New York for two. Yeah, all right.
Frank Sinatra over here, apparently.
What public service group is nicknamed New York's Bravest?
Oh, this is actually tricky. They're not going to call. After 9/11, I mean, it's got to be the firemen, right? It's either the NYPD or FDNY, but which one? FDNY. Fire Department, New York.
That is correct.
Okay. God, I was going to be so mad if it was the cops.
Give me, I'll try Sweet 16 for three.
Sweet 16 for three. All right. In 1796, this state became the 16th state of the Union.
I think I know this one.
I mean, 96, that's when Tennessee was, right? So Tennessee?
Tennessee is correct.
Yeah.
All right, so you have 9 points now?
Yeah. We're tied, but you're a question up. You have a question in hand. My dumbass missed Germany.
New York for five.
Oh, Big Daddy bets the pot.
All right. The New York Public Library has two marble lion statues out front. They are named. Name one of them.
Only one? For a five-pointer? It's pretty easy.
That's not really. I mean, I guess it's a five-pointer, so. Yeah, this backfired. Cecil.
It's like Cecil Lion, sounds right.
I don't know the lion statues.
Cecil is incorrect.
Justice.
That's close. It's patience and fortitude are the two lions.
I knew it'd be something that like was some characteristic.
Yeah, like kind of regal. Yeah. Kinda, yeah.
All right, so we're tied at 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. Why did I do the 5-pointer there?
Big Daddy was feeling himself. Give me 2014 for 4. Let's try to get back. Let's try to get back in the lead.
All right, 2014 for 4.
That was a lot for this. Some say my prime years.
The Malaysian Flight 370 disappeared on its way to what city?
Oh, man, it was March 8th. I know that. It was my birthday when it disappeared. Thought that was going to be the question. All right, so wait. Say it what? Say it again. What?
It disappeared on its way to what city?
For some reason, it's not going to be right, but I'm not going to waste time. I'm thinking of Istanbul. How do you say that?
Ooh.
Istanbul is incorrect.
Damn it.
That's where they say it went down, right? Or pretty close? Or,
no, I think this one went. There was one later that went down off of like the Ukraine border.
That's a good guess, though.
The 370 was the one that disappeared over the ocean on its way to Beijing.
Ah. Okay.
I think it was going like India to Beijing or something like that.
Remember. India was in my head of like where it came out of, but I didn't know where it was headed.
I'll go geography for 4.
Man, I wish it would have been what day?
Geography was for March 4. 8th. What is the name of the tallest mountain in the U.S.?
Oh, man. Oh, man. I should know that. Tallest mountain in the U.S. Oh, no. I'm going to be so mad at myself for missing this. I can tell you it's over 14,000 feet.
Well, we also do need an answer.
Oh, man. Do you know it?
No.
Damn it. I'm going to be so mad at myself. I don't. Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjo is incorrect.
I don't know.
It is Mount McKinley.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mount McKinley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where, is that in Washington or Colorado?
I think Washington.
Yeah.
I definitely heard it. I should have got that.
All right. Let's try General before.
General
is this round 6?
Yeah.
How many players are on the cricket team?
On a team or on the field at one time?
Cricket team, just one singular team.
No. But like
not on the field on one team.
No, I know, but like on the field for one team or like
on the
roster
field for one team.
So if you ask football players, it's 11, right? And like the field. Okay,
yeah.
Just making sure it's not like the full roster. I want to say it is 11 in cricket, but I don't know why I think that. I don't know why I'm acting like I even have any clues of this. But 11 is what's in my head, so I'm going 11.
11 is correct.
Shout out to my friend AJ Singh. Indian. They love cricket. Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, yes, yes. That's for you, AJ.
Okay.
Oh, that's a big get there, Cam.
Let me go. So you got a 4-point lead on me?
Oh, it's big.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Give me a... I was thinking about just going geography for 2 and making it 13-11, but then you'd probably try to hit that Sweet 16 for 4, wouldn't you? And if you got it, I'm trying to position myself to get geography for 5.
Just do geography for 5 now.
Seems risky. Then I basically hand you the game if I don't get
yeah.
it.
Yeah, we're supposed to get 5 seconds to make this decision. But take your time, I guess.
I mean, I don't think
it's been a pretty fast round. Anyways.
I don't think we're going to get Sweet 16 for 4. I'll do geography for 5.
Geography for 5.
This is stupid. I shouldn't do this.
Mount Logan is the tallest mountain in what country?
Yeah, see, I don't know that. Mount Logan. Mm-hmm. Logan.
I'll give you a hint. It's not the United States.
Right. What's the origin?
That's McKinley.
Let's think about the origin of the name Logan. Logan. Logan.
Logan Paul?
L-O-G. Log? L-O-G. Log.
Does that log
Does that
thing
come
in math
out of
the calculator
Latin, maybe? Log. 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 It sounds like it would be European. Logan. Mount Logan. Logan. It's definitely in Europe. Right, Cam? Yeah. Mount Logan. I like how you just make me name the country. There's so
many
five-pointer.
Countries. It's a five-pointer.
There's 370 countries.
Added in the country for the Rhine River on a three-pointer. Nah, I should have gotten that one right, I think, but...
I'm not going to get this. I mean... Mount Logan, Mount Logan.
I mean, how many times you say it?
Where's like, Mount Logan?
I think I know it, actually.
Mount Logan.
Or I got a good guess.
Could it be South America?
I got a good guess.
Would you guess...
Can we make him
Tell me
something?
A continent. That you'd guess.
Can we make him give an answer, please?
Mount Logan. Mount Logan. Mount Logan.
Like,
No, I'm going to answer it.
We need an answer now. 3, 2,
stop pressuring.
One.
The clock resets.
He's out. He's out of time.
No, the clock resets.
He's out of time.
You don't
get
to interrupt.
10 seconds. It's been a minute now. You're out of time.
You don't get to interrupt.
You don't get to just take as much time as you want.
Argentina.
That was my guess. I think that's right.
Is incorrect.
Okay. That was going to be my guess.
It's our neighbors to the north is Canada.
That was honestly, I was thinking about saying that.
Argentina was my guess.
I was saying Canada.
Thank God that was wrong.
Damn, I should have said Canada.
All right, so I'm going to go try to slam the door here with a two-pointer in 2014, please.
2014
for two. Pusillanimous.
This song from South Korean artist Psy hit 2 million YouTube views in 2014.
It's got to be Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style is correct.
Incorrect. It's Gangnam Style. He mispronounced it.
It is correct.
I don't think you get to say Gangman Style.
I didn't say Gangman Style.
You didn't say Gangnam Style. You didn't pronounce it right. Let's just pretend.
No, we're not. I won.
You get the win, but let's just pretend that's a caveat. So I'm going to go Sweet 16 for 4.
You're not even going for a five-pointer. You're just going. You're just in your own hypothetical where I've already won, but I didn't win. You just want to tie it now. You don't even like go for a five for the win. Either way.
Well, hang on. Did you put it out of reach there?
Yeah. It's 15-9. But I'm saying like in your
give me Sweet 16 for 4.
In your hypothetical,
I'll say that I tied.
That's weird that you would try that, but either way,
okay.
You mispronounced it.
I don't think I did. I said
Gangnam Style. That's not how you say it. That's like Cam asking me, like, where's the capital?
Whatever you want to say,
what's
bro.
The capital of Washington? And I say, Olympia. That's not right. You mispronounced it.
Whatever you want to say. Whatever
you mispronounced it. Sweet 16 for 4. Tiebreaker. If I get it, we're going to tiebreaker.
No, we're not.
All right. Sweet 16 for 4. All right. This instinct.
There's no way.
Yeah, this insect in the second stage of its life, also sometimes referred to as a larva. Has 16 legs.
You're supposed to. I thought it was. What? I thought it was
this
basketball.
Is so easy.
I thought it was.
Did you not hear my
question.
Sweet 16 question?
What's the question, Cam?
My Sweet 16 question was about Tennessee. This is obviously a caterpillar.
What's the question?
Caterpillar would have been correct.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even get.
Well, you didn't listen.
The game's
to
under
it.
Protest.
I'll read you the five then.
The game's under protest. No, you didn't
want
even
the five
get.
In?
It's not.
Huh?
It's not a protest.
Yeah, give me the five. Right. You didn't even give me my last question.
Well,
you answered my question, so it counts.
We're out of time, and you still lost.
We're not out of time. It's 2:34.
Yeah, we're supposed to be at 2:30.
We're not on a schedule.
The atomic number 16 is what element on the periodic table?
Ooh, I know that one. Cobalt.
That's incorrect.
Okay. tell me the ones around it. Wait. Tell me, is it a gas?
Let's go to break.
I just want to know.
He can tell you off the air.
Okay.
He can tell you off the air. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. segment's brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Don't lose your money. Don't listen to Cody's picks. But if you are a new customer, you can get your no-sweat first bet. And if you're an existing customer and you haven't used your no-sweat first bet, you could get that as well. Just sign into your FanDuel Sportsbook account to claim yours today. Or if you're new to FanDuel, go to FanDuel.com/talksports to get in on the action. You like anything tonight, Cam? You been doing any of the NIT, any women's gambling? Lady Vols easily covered their 14-point spread last night.
Always like them.
Seems like there's been more one seeds and women losing than ever. Like,
They said it was the second time ever that 2-1 seeds were done.
Time ever?
Yeah.
I was going to say I would have thought it was the first.
Yeah, I did too until then. I did see that stat. And I was like, okay. Don't know. I think it was like 98 was the last time it happened, something like that.
What were we going to say, Cody?
We also won a natty that year in women's basketball.
We did.
Completed the three-peat, I believe.
Was that to complete the three-peat?
96, 97, 98.
Yeah.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, jump the gun on the ladies, but, I would venture to say we might be averaging the largest margin of victory if you consider the first two.
I would imagine. Although, yeah. I haven't seen what South Carolina's done.
I'm sure they're dominant,
too. I know South Carolina was favored by 49 points in one of their games.
What?
Their first game, they were favored by 49.5 points.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're broken.
Oh, my God. That was a spread?
Yeah, their spread was 49.5 points before the game.
Oh, my God.
Can you pull that up to see what South Carolina's won their first two games by?
Yep.
Well, we won our first one by 45, and we won our second one by whatever 94 minus 47 is.
47. Uh-huh.
47?
Half. We doubled them up.
47. Oh, yeah, 94.
South Carolina won their second game 76-45, so 31.
All right. Surely they didn't win by 70.
Nah. And, the other game they won by 32.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Their first round?
An easy cover for the 16
seed. See, they're in cruiser mode. They're not trying to. I mean, you should have taken that team plus 49.
I wouldn't have taken
them. Not women's basketball. I wouldn't have taken them.
I've seen some scores where like it's like 50 something to like 6 at like
yeah point. I mean, I've seen some ridiculous. There was one team that won like 101-30 something.
I would not. That would be,
when you
although,
get beat down, you
it's
got
a
beat
tournament
down.
Though.
If like, you bet on it, you just don't turn the game on. Like you just hope you check the score at the end of the game and hope you've won. Like you don't want to sit there and hope your team can keep it with it. You're doing math the whole time. I mean, oh my God, it's a 10-0 run.
That 16 seed's at least good enough to be in the tournament though. Like
yeah, and the gap. I don't want to say it's like getting smaller because South Carolina just went undefeated, but like the fact you told me that's only
there's
the second time
parody.
Was the first, you know, since you told me it was the second time ever that 2-1 seeds have lost before the Sweet 16. That seems like a pretty big deal, especially because those games are on like true road games. Like you have to go on the on the road to beat those teams, not neutral site.
I'd just like to see our ladies get back to a Final Four.
Got
to
beat UConn. They're going to have to beat UConn to do it.
Are they? So they'll have to beat Virginia Tech and then UConn's
the 2-seed. UConn's the 2-seed. I imagine UConn will win their game.
Well, the Virginia Tech game's Saturday.
Yeah.
The Sweet 16.
I guess it's Saturday.
So you got to win that one first. And then
so we got both games on Saturday.
I'd like to see them beat Geno.
No, that'd be great. And, like, I mean, they are playing the best basketball they've played of the year by far.
Yeah. I don't expect a natty. That South Carolina team is apparently, like, legendary good, but I think it'd be good to get to a Final Four. That'd be a good goal.
It's been a long time since we've been to the Final Four, right?
Get the program standard back. Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been since 2008, hasn't it? I assume. Last time we won a natty. I don't think we went back to the Final Four after that, did we?
Go download FanDuel Sportsbook, an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Go to FanDuel.com/talksports to join now or sign to your FanDuel account to see if you still have your no-sweat bet that you could put in. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max bonus of $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Was there anything else we needed to hit?
I don't know.
See a Dartmouth football coach get hit by a car?
No, I did not. What happened? Is he dead? Did he die? Did he live? Is he hurt?
He had serious injuries.
So he might still die?
It was his fault because he was biking. That was his first mistake.
So he's like Jack McKinney.
Yeah. Who is Jack McKinney?
The old Lakers coach.
Oh. You talk about 10 people in our audience watching Succession, and then you drop that. Like, I guess if you watch Showtime, maybe.
Well, you're supposed to be an NBA guy. You should know who.
Well, yeah, I remember you telling the story now because you said that's why Pat Riley got to coach, right? As the coach got run over by a bike. Is that right?
That was part of it. Yeah, the
or
coach.
At least on the show, I don't know if that's true. Like,
well, Pat Riley didn't take over as head coach, but he got to come in as assistant coach at that point.
Yeah.
With Paul, what's his name?
Westfall.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be an NBA guy. Of course, you got to know the coach got hit by when he's on his bike.
You should know that. That's a good Lakers program. Well, you're supposed to be a TV guy, too. So between being an NBA guy and TV guy, you should know that.
I need to watch. But whenever I found out they were just taking liberties with the story, it kind of turned me off.
It's a good program, though.
Yeah, no, I'll eventually.
It's entertaining. It's good comedy.
Get around to it. I got to get to that. I got to get to White Lotus. I got to watch the new season of Ted Lasso.
HBO is
Shrinking
so good.
On Apple.
They were at the White House.
I want to watch that.
Ted Lasso was at the White House yesterday. Did you see that?
I've seen good reviews for Shrinking with Harrison Ford and, what's his name? That was in How I Met Your Mother.
I'll tell you what, Shrinking, that's Jason. My lunch money.
Jason, what's his name? Siegel,
yeah. That's not it.
Also, Shrinking is the point spread. Tennessee down to 4.5-point favorites, back where it opened up, so people betting on the Owls.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
If we lose to them, I blame you two for...
No, we were doing that for Kennesaw State.
I know, but you two were in here talking about Owls.
That was for
Kennesaw
State.
You spoke it into existence in a way.
That was for Kennesaw State. If we lose, I'm blaming all the Negavals who are now pretending to be Positivals.
Yeah, those guys stink.
Pretend like they always believed in the boys, like you and Cam.
I believed before the tournament started.
Stop grouping me with those people. I'm a midfall.
I had realized.
You came to realize on the day of the tournament that Tennessee taking them to the Final Four was the best leverage, probably. You didn't believe in the
and
boys.
And I had a prophecy in my dreams.
You didn't believe in the boys.
My dream just said, Cameron, this is
I'm going to create a new term called midvol. That's what I am.
Midvol?
Midvol. I think today's been one of our better shows.
Ever?
Mm-hmm. Felt good today. Felt like good talk.
It's not over. You just mounted it in. You're like,
it's over.
I've done enough.
It's 2:45. Yeah. It's over.
I've done enough.
All we got left is you and me blabbering a little bit else here, and then Cam will bring us in with some woman got beheaded on a train in Kazakhstan, and then we're out.
Lady Vols are
Lady
Vols are +430 to make the Final Four.
Whoa.
So not super far-fetched. South Carolina? Until you guess what they already reached the Final Four?
-750.
-1,050.
Wow.
Not far off.
Wow.
That's so ridiculous.
Just to reach the Final Four, huh? What are they to win the whole thing? I assume
before
negative.
The tournament they were like -175, so I'm assuming it's similar to that.
Can't even get value on them.
No, it's probably, like -400 at this point, -350. I don't know.
Jeez.
I guess will Caitlin Clark in South Carolina, will that like draw any eyeballs? Maybe.
Just I'm gonna watch. I love watching.
Yeah,
Caitlin
like
Clark.
The
ooh, that would
Steph
be
Curry
cool
versus South Carolina.
It'd be cool if she could beat them.
I don't think she can, but watching her try would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Why are they so good?
Iowa or South Carolina?
South Carolina.
Well, when you watch them, they look just a lot longer and
they just got
taller than everybody.
Big old girls.
Yeah. It seems like they got just more athletic and taller girls.
Just like 5 WNBA players or something?
It seems like it.
Yeah, don't stay.
Tennessee is still holding steady at +120 to make the Final Four.
Love
best
to
odds
see it
in the East. Oh, God.
Connecticut's in the East?
Well, I was talking about.
No.
I went back to the men. Connecticut and
Tennessee. You switch genders on
me. Yeah.
All right, Caitlin.
Connecticut is -145 in the men's in the women's game to get to the Final Four, and Tennessee was +430. So UConn will be a 8 or 9 point favorite.
I was gonna say I thought those odds seemed kind of low there.
No. The men are +120 to get out of the East.
That's gonna be cool if we get to Final Four.
As we're a day closer, I'll ask again tomorrow, do you still feel like it's house money against Florida Atlantic?
When you put it that way, I don't know. It's icing on the cake, though. I'm not going to bitch and whine if we lose, because I said, Rick, get to the second weekend, so I maintain that. It'll hurt to lose to a 9 seed, but I won't call it house money. I'll call it icing on the cake.
And I still strongly disagree. I wonder if you'll change your mind by Wednesday evening.
I don't know. It could
Thursday
happen
evening.
If I get new information.
Have you guys decided how you're going to do the show on Thursday?
No. I need you to tell me what you're doing.
I'll be in the air.
I'll tell you what I'm doing.
From first, I think first class they'll give you those phones.
You have your own Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they can call
you. Look like a lunatic up there doing a radio show.
Everybody else in first class would be so mad. They're like, they shut this guy up.
They'll throw you off like they did that Asian man on the United flight.
I'm sure he'd
you'll be kicking and screaming like he was.
He made millions of dollars. I would take getting thrown off. I would go completely limp and make them drag me.
Start crying and all kinds of stuff.
Last call on the other side. Last call here on the program. Cam, give us a story about somebody getting decapitated by a train.
I wish. That would have been cool. Escaped convicts.
Oh. I saw another story about another prison where, like, they were banging the inmates. These, like, female guards were all having sex with the inmates, and, like, 20 of them got fired or something like that.
Jeez.
Happens a lot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where this is. Two Newport News inmates.
To what?
I don't know.
Newport News. Talking about
Newport News jail cell. Then they're found at IHOP.
I always thought that was a weird name for a town.
Newport?
Newport News, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they got out. But, yeah, see, that's what I didn't even realize that was the name of the actual town. I was getting really confused there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, two inmates tunneled through their jail cell's walls and escaped Monday afternoon.
What is this, Shawshank Redemption?
What'd they use, a toothbrush?
Did they have a poster over the hole?
A little rock scaffold thing. You'd have nothing to do all day. Telling out would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I would definitely be working on it.
I'd be close to finishing, and a guard would come back. What the hell are you doing?
Speaking of close to finishing, I found a photo of Alexandra Daddario in a one piece with a surfboard. Whew. I'm gonna leave this one for Marcus today.
They didn't put how they escaped. I guess so they don't give people ideas. But yeah, basically they escaped from digging out through the wall, apparently led to a tunnel, which led to the outside of the building, and they were able to make it over the security wall. From there, they were found, just chilling at IHOP.
They're hungry. Do they have any money?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, were they just going to walk out? I guess they never ask you at restaurants if you have money when you walk in.
Yeah.
Just leave.
Yeah. I guess if you are...
I've done it.
I guess if you are already an escaped convict, what's dotting and dashing?
What's it matter?
Yeah. Do they have clothes?
I guess IHOP just didn't care. IHOP just like, oh, sure. If you're here, you're family.
You never dined and dashed before?
Mm-mm.
Not once?
No.
Never when you were down on your luck?
I've never been that down on my luck. I had friends who did it, but I never did.
You never just had no money to eat?
Yeah, I've never been that down bad. And if I was, I just made a sandwich at home and stayed home. I mean, I don't want to act like I came. My parents always, if I ever needed money, they could be like, hey, I need $100, and they'd put it in there. I'm not going to say I had a silver spoon in my mouth, but
definitely a bronze one.
You know, my dad would float me and be like, well, you got to come down and help me on the farm.
My dad gave me a small loan of $1 million.
Yeah, here's how you guys are lazy. I've been grinding my whole life. I have two condos already paid off. All I did was save money. Here's how I did it. Small gift from parents of $2 million. So, yeah, no, I've never been down that bad enough where I just had to just walk out on the check.
You ever dined in dash cam?
No, I like service industry people. Closest I've come to that is just like picking up to-go orders or just sitting there.
Did have a friend who used to always do that at Cookout on the Strip. Just every time we'd go drinking, we'd just sit there. I'd pay for my food, and he'd wait for a random order to get called, and he just won't cut and get it.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's a surprise every time. I don't know what it's going to be.
I think I did walk out on a bar tab once, though, because they were just so bad service. Like, we got like one drink for everybody, and we were trying to pay out, and the server was just gone. It's like, we couldn't find her. And it was like, well, we're never coming back to this bar anyways.
Yeah, that might have happened too a couple times for me. I don't know.
Oh, definitely.
I won't say that one for sure, but food, I don't think I've ever
done. What about free hotel breakfast?
No, oh, I've walked into a random hotel and eaten breakfast before.
That. I've never been that down bad.
I wasn't even down bad. I just wanted breakfast.
Just hit me up and I'll
Hey, I'm in Hampton, yeah, Inn, and they won't let me in.
I'll Venmo you 20 bucks. Just let me know. Don't abuse it, though. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.